from the folks at United Way of Greater Lorain County with us this morning, Ryan Aroney. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. I see that you're ready to start filling the bus. Let's talk. That's where you bring the school supplies for the bus. That's normally how it is. Is it changed at all in this new era?
It has changed slightly, but we're still moving forward. So, yeah, this is an annual event of United Way and a lot of other great partners in the community as well. And for those who have been a part of our kickoff event in past summers, we've been over at Mike Bass Ford, and we've had a bus there, and people would bring school supplies as they come into that event. And obviously that's not happening this year, but we still wanted to still give folks the opportunity to donate the school supplies. And we obviously there's a lot of need, both for the schools when students are back in person, and also for the families as people are remote learning. We wanted to make sure those school supplies were still there. And so there's a couple of ways to get involved. People can, like normal, purchase their school supplies in person and actually drop them off at the United Way office throughout the month of August. We are still working remotely, but we will have the ability to accept donations on Mondays and Wednesdays. And we have a warehouse there right in our office, so people could just stop by in person and with, socially distant, safe precautions, we'll accept those donations. Another way is to actually purchase online. We have an Amazon wish list set up, which you can access through our website at uwlorainecounty.org. It lists all of the items that are in highest need. You can purchase those. It's already defaulted to ship right to the United Way office on those days that we're able to accept them. And so that's a way to get involved. And then the third way, on August 21st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we will actually have the bus. In Lorain, just south of the United Way office, there's a public parking lot on 7th Street off of Broadway. So if you come to the United Way office at 642 Broadway, you'll see the bus. And we'll be able to, again, safely set up a system where we can accept donations on that day as well.
So you're still moving forward with that. And as we kind of watched the state of Ohio and the local school systems, how all that's going to work through, it's all kind of part of the different pieces of the puzzle, mm-hmm. hopefully coming together. You also are trying to, you've had some virtual chats before, and you have some coming up, or is this something new or different?
Yeah, right when back in March when the shutdown really happened, I was excited to get out into the community, and we had a series of what we were calling community chats set up, where I had just had the ability to do one or maybe two of these, and literally I was going out to every part of Lorain County, to libraries and schools and any place that would host us to do community chats, to hear from the community, answer questions, introduce myself, kind of explain the work of United Way. And when those got canceled, we started looking for a new way to do the same thing. It was really important for me to hear from people about what they see in the community, what their aspirations are, and introduce myself. So we started doing them virtually and having people connect to our YouTube channel and live. We just live stream a chat with a moderator, and then we accept questions throughout so people can type in their questions. And we've done a couple of those. This one here that we're planning, Tuesday, August 25th at 5 p.m., we're actually flipping it a little bit. And instead of having a moderator ask me questions and kind of have me be the focus as the new president and CEO, I'll actually be the moderator, and I'll be asking questions of our partners. And so we're focusing it on education, particularly kindergarten readiness, which is a huge focus of United Way of Greater Lorain County. And really, kindergarten readiness is the building block for all of the work that we do within health, education, and financial stability. So August 25th, that's a Tuesday, 5 p.m., live on our YouTube channel of United Way of Greater Lorain County, we'll feature three of our community collaboratives, Oberlin Kids, Ready, Set, Go, and Rising Titans. And those are the Kindergarten Readiness Collaboratives in Oberlin, Elyria, and Lorain. And so folks listening and watching will have an opportunity to learn more about that work, but also ask questions of the experts who are really on the front lines doing this work. And so we're really excited to share that and to engage the community in this work.
Ryan, from your previous community chats, have there been any common themes, any common questions that arise?
You know, I think accessibility is one. I think people have appreciated the fact that we're providing this forum. And I think that's been a key learning for me as well in how everybody has adapted with technology, in that, transportation is a common theme, and that leads to accessibility. When you host a community meeting somewhere, anywhere, it doesn't matter where, there's going to be a segment of the population who can't get there, due to transportation or maybe some other barriers. And so the accessibility of doing things virtually has opened the door for some. Now, obviously, we start then talking about the digital divide, and there becomes a new barrier if folks don't have the technology to log on. But the accessibility piece has been a clear theme that people want to be included, and it's up to us as community leaders to make sure we're removing as many barriers as possible. And if that means doing some things in person and some things virtually, or a combination of the two, I think that's what we need to do.
How do you still engage volunteers during things virtually or other areas regarding the situation we're in? Because volunteerism is really a key part of what United Way is about.
It really is, and it's been a challenge. And for us, we're still working remotely as a staff largely. With the exception of our programming. So any programming that we're able to do safely, we have staff in person doing that. And outside of that, we're remote. And so one of the programs, of course, that we first came back to do was our free tax prep program, which wrapped up, in mid-July. But that was one of the first ways that we were able to re-engage our volunteers. And it's interesting, we did it in a couple of different ways. And the first way was virtually. When the tax deadline first got pushed back and we had to shut our program down and there were a lot of questions out there, we actually created an online platform where people were able to go online and use some free services that were out there already. But we set up the platform for our volunteers to be able to provide technical assistance and answer questions. So if a person was at home trying to do their taxes on their own, maybe for the first time ever, and they had some questions, they were able to quickly and easily get connected to a United Way volunteer who was on standby. They were working in different shifts to immediately provide an answer or some assistance. And so that was the first way. And then when we went back in person, we had volunteers who felt comfortable come back and help us. And we did our tax program in a new way. We did it on a drop-off basis. So we partnered with the Lorain Public Library. And folks would pull into the library parking lot. They would stay in their car. We'd have volunteers take their information, verify their ID. And then we would actually hold the tax documents for 48 hours to be safe. And then our tax team would come back and actually do the return. And then a few days later, people would come back and pick up their completed return. And so that the lifeblood of that entire program are volunteers. And they came back strong and helped us do that. And now as we move past tax season, fill the bus is kind of the next big opportunity. So we are looking for, we are looking at some opportunities once we get the school supplies in to do some safe, socially distant sorting so that we can get those supplies prepared to get out to the folks in need of.
And in between there, with the virtual Spellebrite that I was honored to be a part of again, you ended up raising some funds for that as well in the Great Gatsby's from the Lorain Public Library became a champion once again, but it just shows how you kind of remanufacture something to fit the situation, and it still becomes successful for you.
Yeah, this has been everybody's in the same boat, right? We're all in this together, and when we first shut down, Spellebrite was one of the first things for us that we were sad about, and we knew we had to cancel because it wasn't going to be safe to get everybody in the same room together. But really credit to our marketing team. They really pushed and said, hey, we can still do this thing virtually. Let's give it a shot. And like you said, it is just a really fun opportunity. And We pared down the competition this year since it was virtual and focused on a battle of the past champions. So we had three teams from Kendall at Oberlin and the Lorraine Public Library and the Oberlin Rotary Club. And they had a fierce battle where nobody would get a word wrong. They just kept spelling everything correctly. But in the end, Lorraine Public Library came through and they won. And for us, it was just an amazing show of support from the community. We raised almost $19,000 on our virtual Spellebrate, which is more than we've ever raised before when we've done it in person. And there were crowdfunding efforts from the teams, so individual donors, corporate support, Northwest Bank continued as the title sponsor, and great volunteers. Just like you being on there as the pronouncer and as we like to call our celebrities, an amazing way for the community to rally together and continue supporting causes that are important, especially now it's heightened in the midst of COVID-19. And all of those funds go directly into supporting the United Community Assistance Network, which is our community collaborative focused on providing emergency financial assistance to working families when they're in a crisis. And we have seen no bigger crisis than what we are in right now. So it's much needed and much appreciated.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Ryan Aroney from United Way of Greater Lorraine County. You can go to uwlorainecounty.org to find out all the things that they're up to and check out their Facebook page as well. Ryan, stay safe and appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Thanks.